WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We are talking this morning about Rutherford County, so if you have a question dealing specifically about Rutherford County, not a municipality issue, not something that's happening in a distant county, we're talking about Rutherford County. So if you have a question, this is your day to talk directly to our county mayor, Bill Ketron, or our assistant, Steve Sandlin. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us on this day before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day Eve.
Yeah. Right? And it's beautiful out there.
It is.
Fall day.
It is a beautiful day.
As we look at some of the things happening around the Murfreesboro, Rutherford County area, I guess one of the things that's really in a lot of people's minds is the lighting of the county Christmas tree, which, thanks to County Mayor Bill Ketron, we have one that is a living Christmas tree, and we don't have to put the old one in the landfill.
Exactly, or go cut one down and bring it in and get rid of it. And it's a permanent tree, so we're looking forward to. They'll probably this coming Monday start stringing the lights on it, and we'll be set to light her up on the 6th. On Friday night.
Not this week, not this Friday, but the Friday after this week.
Got a lot of things. Main Street, you know, was partnering with us on that, and Murfreesboro Electric, and they've got a lot of events planned for that night. They've got a mix of choruses from several churches. African American and Protestant Presbyterian churches. They've been practicing, and they're going to come together and sing on the stage together. We've got some food booths set up with kettle corn and other things around the inner circle of the square.
We've got free hot chocolate, I think.
Free hot chocolate. Ooh, this year.
I could get some of that away.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got Jingle and Bell coming.
I know who they are.
Jingle and Bell and a sleigh that used to be down at Hickory Hollow,
yes,
I believe.
Sir.
So two live reindeer that
cool.
The kids will be able to come and pet one of them.
How often do you get to see a real reindeer?
Exactly. And of course, the final finale will be Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. And that is not this Friday, but the Friday after.
Correct.
That. And what time should we get there?
Depends on how close you want to be to the stage.
How close you want to get to Santa then.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True. I think it starts at 6. We've already been having phone calls, and I know parents want to, not have their kids out so cold, mm-hmm. out so long. So, but I tell them, if you don't want to miss anything, make sure you're there at 6,
yeah.
You know. But I would be there 5:30, you know.
I understand that it's moving, the stage is moving away from the front of the courthouse. It's going to be a setup sort of like the Jazz Fest and
that's correct, because we are still under construction with the renovation of the old courthouse, the historic courthouse, and we're about 65% there on a renovation.
Yes, sir.
But we still have some construction stuff that is still there. They're trying to get – they have a timeline that they're trying to make, and it's going to be really pretty. But so we just shifted the stage a little bit.
And I understand people are encouraged, since it's going to be more like the Jazz Fest and the music festival, bring your lawn chair and a blanket.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to show a movie, too.
Yeah, we've got a movie.
Polar Express.
Polar Express. Yeah, that's an awesome movie.
Yeah. So that's and it's all free.
Sure,
it's all
absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely.
So you can't beat that. This community really gets into the holiday spirit and helps others. And we talked with Cliff Sharp earlier today, and he was telling us what they were doing with Thanksgiving and what they had done
Did I hear that correctly? 400 turkeys they gave out?
Yeah.
On that day.
Yeah.
And then 200 more like the next day.
Yeah. Just keeps on giving.
Wow.
And he says, the thing that we want to do is to stay and talk to the folks and let them know that we appreciate them. And so that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's an awesome community. You know, we've been having some, the renovations going on and construction and stuff, and we've had the orange fencing around, the yellow tape around, the caution tape and stuff, and people coming in paying their taxes and stuff, and they've just really been so nice and understanding about, you know, preserving
the
courthouse, and really, really excited about what it's going to look like when it's finished, you know, because it did need some paint, you know, it needed some fixing up here and there and needed some repairs, and so thanks to all those folks that's been coming in already and paying their taxes and the comments that they've been doing. Because we was worried about that. You know, it's anytime you do a project this size, you know, you don't know how it's going to affect the folks in the community. And they've been really supportive and everything with handicap parking and everything. We've had to adjust that and the weather. We've had to adjust the entrances in and out and exits and all that sort of stuff. And so folks have been really, really nice.
Let's go over some of the things that are being done at the courthouse. People see the renovations, but they don't know exactly what they're seeing. You see a lot of people on scaffolding outside painting little white lines. What are
they? Well, Bart, the original courthouse was built in 1858.
It's hard to remember back then.
The two wings. Yeah, exactly. The two wings on each side, the left and right sides, were built in 1960. Okay, so knowing that brick, you wouldn't be able to match the same color as brick that was made back in the 1850s. So what they did, they just put up brick and then they painted those two. They just paint the brick. And then they have to come back in with a very small brush and paint the mortar joints white. So we tried to get the color as close to the original brick as possible. So it's real brick. A lot of people, there were rumors all over Facebook and stuff saying that it was fake brick. No, it's real brick. And go up there and hit it with your fist. You'll find out it's real brick. You know, it's just
painted. I wouldn't do that.
It's just painted brick. Yeah. So we're painting those. We've got new gutters coming. We have new LED lights. And, you know, in the past, we've had those great big lights take forever to warm up, and these are all going to be new LED, cost savings, and they'll have a control board. They'll be able to change the colors when we're doing, you know, honoring whatever special week it is, breast cancer awareness or Alzheimer's. We can turn it to purple from pink to different colors. We can light up the cupola on top of the
courthouse. So you can do the whole courthouse now.
Yes, sir. And we'll have lights on the outside going up to the buildings. And then we're going to move out. We're having to put in a new sewer line. The old sewer line was failing. So working in conjunction with the city, we're putting in a new manhole. Running that, we've got all new pavers going in on the inner circle around that. And if you go up and look at it, they're really looking nice. We've got landscaping, irrigation.
You have an irrigation system.
Yeah,
that's great.
We're putting in irrigation because we're going to sod all the grass areas and make sure we keep that real Christmas tree alive. And then we'll have landscape lightings on the trees that are in the grass areas as well.
When do you hope to have this finished?
February, mid-February.
You said that with confidence.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And then we'll be moving inside, and we're having to redo all the carpet on the steps going up both flights of stairs. They've worn out and we're afraid they're going to start fraying and trip somebody going up and down the steps. We'll do all those and then in room 205 upstairs where the committees meet, we'll be redoing that and the wallpaper that, you know, became a controversy back in the 90s with the
cherub. Is it a cherub or something?
Well, I know what you're
saying. Yeah.
She was some kind of Greek whatever that didn't have a shirt on.
And you had to paint over it.
They stenciled over it. So it's served its time, and so we've got new wallpaper coming in, new lighting. and better sound. We videotape, live stream our committees, and we've had complaints, people watching it, they can't really hear when the air conditioner or the heater kicks on. So we're going to try to soundproof that a little bit better for the audio and the visual.
Let's take a phone call. Our number, 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thanks for listening.
Okay. I understand. I think it was Mayor Kessler just talking about the cupola on top of the courthouse that can be changed to different colors for the different occasions.
Yes, sir.
What about the new courthouse, that little piece that sticks up, the little white part up there that's, you know, at nighttime you can see it sort of lit it up. Is there anything they can do with that one? That way you can have that part lit up too with different colors at the same time. That looked like that would be a great place to, you know, MTSU play ball. It's lit up blue.
Blue and white. Yeah.
Lit up blue.
Yeah, that hadn't been proposed to us, but I'm sure we could take it before the property management committee and see if they'd be willing to do that and make that expenditure. You know, I'm all for especially blue and white. Go Raiders.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about the new judicial building.
New judicial building.
Okay.
Right. That's great.
And that white top on
the bell
really
tower
stands out.
Yeah, sure does. You can see it, you know, on some of the overpasses, even all the way down to Thompson Lane, you can actually see that and the cupola.
It's a good idea.
You'd have both of those.
Yeah, exactly.
In the color of whatever the event is. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, good morning.
Top of the morning.
Morning.
I want to congratulate our mayor and the county commission for all the hard work they're doing on the courthouse. You know, that's such a fine building, and it's such a joy to see it being taken care of and given it the honor that it deserves. I was standing down on the ground looking up at the cupola the other day and saw that new coat of white glistening paint that's on it, and it was just so gratifying to see it. And Mayor Ketchum remembers the days when the old courthouse, county commission chambers, were on a separate floor, kind of, and when the air conditioning unit came on, you really did have to stop talking because it was in such an awkward place.
That's true.
So that's all been opened up, and it's really is an honor to see it in the shape that it's in, and the worthiness of the work that's being done and the honor that's being bestowed on that building. So thank you, Mayor Ketchum and County Commission, for all that hard work.
Well, thank you, sir, for your kind words. I'll say one other thing, Bart, is that we'll be taking bids next week for contractors. We have four contractors that are wanting to bid on the old judicial building, remodeling it so we can move probation and IT over to that building, and they're going to bid on the adding on to the archives as well, because we're out of room at the archives. So once IT moves out of the courthouse, we're going to try to make a kind of a small mini museum, and I've been working with Van West, our state historian, who's over the MTSU historical program here on campus, and as well as our John Lodell, who is our county archivist, and then a gentleman by the name of Dan Pomeroy with the State Museum. He's the archivist at State Museum, and we're going to Van, this is a great honor for him. He's just so excited about it, but we want to create a small mini museum inside the lobby of the courthouse.
Oh, man.
And talk about, because we get so many people who come by just to look at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come inside, we won't be able to tell the story of Rutherford County, starting with the Indians who first lived here, go to the Revolutionary War, go to the Civil War, go to the First World War, and all the way up to Carnation and Nissan. You know, when the 60s and then the 80s when Nissan came in. We need to be telling our story, and especially focus on when the state of Tennessee, state capital, was located right on the corner next to Shacklett's for 7 years. The state capital was here. And Andrew Jackson and Davy Crockett and those folks walked those same streets that we walk. So we need to tell our story to all the visitors who want to come here and spend their money.
And it's already, you can go in there and have a feel for what you're
Correct.
Doing.
Yes, sir. It's not completed by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a good start. Looks good. We have a text here from a listener who's saying that they are watching with interest the renovation of the courthouse, and they saw that the paint is off now, being scraped off the columns.
Mm-hmm.
What are they made of? It looks like they're metal almost.
They are metal. My wife thought that they were wood, and I said, no, they were actually made. She said, I didn't know they made metal columns back then in the 1850s. Well, they were actually, I'm sure, made in Pennsylvania, someone told me, and they were shipped here in sections. You can mm-hmm. actually see the...
So these are the original columns?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then when they were up there cleaning over on the west side last month, one of the big, they're Corinthian columns, and they have the leaves up at the top. And one of the leaves fell off.
Ooh.
And we're just so grateful. That's when they started putting up the orange tape. You know,
nobody was below it.
By. Yeah,
or a little further out, yeah.
They don't look that big. It's like a red light. They don't look that big when they're up in the air, but when you're sitting there holding it, it's wider than what you are. It's a big leaf.
And it is.
It was heavy.
Now, what are those made out of, the leaves?
I think they're a cast, it's type like of a cast metal.
Oh, they're mm-hmm. metal yeah. also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess that's steel or something? You didn't have anything lightweight back.
You know, like your cast metal, that lawn furniture that
right.
we've all had one time or another in our yard.
So
it's
that
something
is
like that's real heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they scraped the paint off of it, it was amazing. As soon as they were scraping the paint, it turned brown. I mean, it just rusted that quickly within 24
oh,
hours.
Yeah. Just a light
brown.
Air rust, yeah.
So you're having to put a primer
on?
Oh, yeah.
And come back in with another layer or two
mm-hmm.
coats of paint. But they're looking pretty.
They are.
That looks. Now, we have another question here coming in by text, and this one's totally different. Traffic problems have long since spread into rural areas of Rutherford County, especially with the explosion of the subdivisions and the beginning of apartments being built in areas outside the municipalities. What's being done to reduce traffic issues?
Well, of course, the majority of those streets and roads that are inside the city is where the problems are occurring. We've been working with the city because it's their responsibility of taking care of the traffic congestion. But I serve on the Regional Transportation Board in Nashville, made up of 36 different counties. And, of course, this week and next week, they're working on the signalization, getting onto and off of the interstates. Phase one went into effect a couple of years ago, and they've been laying fiber optic. Phase two was just let last month, and it's in the millions of dollars, but they'll start working on the signalization of cars entering onto and exiting off of the interstates, because this is going to be the first smart corridor in the state of Tennessee that TDOT has been working on. So those 32 miles between here and Nashville, they're going to have probably 27 or 28 different message boards stretched across the interstate that will give you real-time information about accidents ahead. If there's a lane that there's an accident on, it'll have a red X and tell you to merge over. Or if the whole interstate shut down, it'll ping your smartphone or smart device in your car and tell you to get off on Almaville Road, go down Murfreesboro Road, get back on at Waldron, et cetera. So it's going to be the new thing to come. And now the city will take care of trying to get the traffic to the interstate and working through the synchronization of all those intersections, because now, gosh, with our tremendous growth, it used to be one red light, but now to get through an intersection, you can sit there for four red lights. And I just don't want to be there day after tomorrow, on Friday.
Oh, I know.
Don't go Old Fort Parkway, man.
No. Well, we were heading back into town last night, my wife and I, and go to the grocery and get ready for this Thanksgiving, you know, extravaganza here. And we noticed 840. Of course, we live out in Blackman. We cross over 840, and 840 both directions were just backed up, both lanes. I mean, just
too many cars,
bumper to bumper. It looked like 24 on any morning that you want to go to Nashville.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause for just a moment and check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. If you have a question or a comment, you can talk or text 615-893-1450. We're focusing on Rutherford County. Our county mayor, Bill Ketron, and the assistant, Steve Sandlin with us this morning. 615-893-1450.
Consumer Warrior Clark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with our family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. That's next to the bowling lanes. And don't forget to treat your pet like family this Christmas. We carry a full range of supplies to keep all kinds of pets happy and healthy. And if you have a pet lover on your Christmas list, don't forget a gift for their pet. Come visit our family at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling alley. That's Animal
City. Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And appreciate all the patients that's been coming in and seeing us and trying the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People comment all the time that they probably would not have moved forward with hearing aids if they didn't get a chance to try them first. Because it's a big purchase, but it's a life-changing purchase.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians, fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
A wind advisory continues across the area today. We'll see a chance of light rain, otherwise partly sunny and highs into the upper 50s, and then clear skies later on tonight. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 58.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Good morning. Still looking good right now as you head towards Nashville on 24 going westbound and through the Hickory Hollow area. Even clear right now towards Mont Eagle on 24 eastbound as you make your way up through Manchester. Traffic still holding up out here on 840 headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. It's going to be a really busy day, though, in traffic. Give yourself plenty of extra time throughout the day. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline ticket smart fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Get the latest local real estate information, lawn and garden tips, and more Saturdays at noon on the Rutherford Home Show with Dean Higley and Dave Grover here on WGNS.
Welcome back. Kitty Knight is our birthday winner today. Wins the goodies from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Soon to open on the Murfreesboro Square. They are in the process of moving right now. This is a family business, and that's always a challenge, making a move. They're moving not a huge distance, but you still have to move everything, even though it's just a matter of three blocks that they're moving. But be opening soon, 128 North Church Street, and that's on the east side of the square. We were up visiting the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it looked like they were almost ready to open the door and welcome you in. Beautiful place. And Kitty Knight is our winner today of the goodies from Simply Pure Sweets. Our good neighbor of the day, the staff at the Northside Nursing Home. And they'll be receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. The person who nominated them said they do a powerful job of helping patients and treating them with respect. The staff at the Northside Nursing Home. We're talking this morning about Rutherford County, focusing 100% on Rutherford County. Bill Ketron, our county mayor, and Steve Sandlin, his assistant, with us this morning. And if you have a question dealing with Rutherford County, give us a shot, 615-893-1450. And on that one number, you can talk or text. It's up to you to, you know, determine what you're going to do. Here's one, a text message. A person says they have a concern with the lack of controls to make certain that all homes are constructed safely. And they say you'll find a nice house located next to a shabby house. Any way to have more uniformity in construction in the future? So I'm guessing that's a codes issue.
It is, and I'll let Deputy Mayor Sandlin answer that. He used to be on the Planning Commission and used to be in codes for the city of Murfreesboro, so he's got a little more expertise than I.
Well, thank you, Mayor. it's kind of a trick question, I guess, almost, but, I mean, our subdivisions and everything that's built new is, of course, all by code, Southern Standard Building Code, whether it be in the city or the county. So they are up to code. They might have three or four, one builder might have three or four different plans, and they alternate those as far as building each and every house, you know, down the street. But if one is built new, maybe they were talking about maybe in the city where I've seen some of the streets that an older section of town, maybe where somebody's purchased one of the older homes and maybe it was too costly to repair it or bring it up to standard. Then they tore it down and built a new house. And that's going on throughout just about every city in Middle Tennessee. I know Nashville's doing a lot of that. City of Murfreesboro is doing a lot of that, and it's kind of revitalizing those streets, you know, and bringing those up. You know, they've got some Main Street money and through federal government grants and state grants and stuff, and doing sidewalks and things like that. But in the county, you know, going down any county road, you're probably going to have a home place that's maybe 100 years old, and then you're going to have somebody's bought a 5 acres or an acre beside that farmer or something, or maybe they've sold off a piece of property and then they've built, you know, their dream home. So you're going to have those alternating type things.
So that's happening all throughout the area. The historic tax abatement, is that good in the county as well as the city?
It is. It's countywide. Matter of fact, I'd worked, give some kudos to Rob Mitchell, our property assessor, and Greg Tucker, our county historian, and a lot of those folks who get together every Saturday over at the Rutherford County Historical Society. They started this movement and approached me about it back in spring, summer, and I said, "Well, let's go for it." You know, the law was passed at the state of Tennessee, but we became when I presented it to the commission and started going down that road, and we got approved by the full commission, we became the first county in the state of Tennessee to approve and pass the abatement for any historical home. And so Greg Tucker, I appointed him and the other members of that committee to set the benchmarks of what you got to spend at least $25,000 on before you became qualified in order to get the tax abatement. And they would be able to come in and do inspections, et cetera. You couldn't just do it for buying an older house and not paying any taxes for putting a new door on an old 100-year-old house. You've got to actually spend money in retaining that historical home or building anywhere in the county. So, and now, from what I understand, Nashville has found out that we led the state by doing this last month, and so now it's past third reading in Davidson County, so they're trying to do the same thing and follow suit with Rutherford.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'd like to know if there's been an update on the they were talking about building a coroner's office here or a coroner's center, and what's
yes,
the sir. any news on that, and I'll hang up listening. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, we had a meeting. We had some folks from the State Department of Health come down. We had a lady from the forensics facility up in Knoxville. She came down, and Chairman Pettus Reed kind of presented this to the full commission and got approval to create this, the exploratory committee. We had a meeting set up with Dr. McPhee 2 weeks ago, but his wife had knee surgery. The dean over that department that would oversee a forensic-type facility had knee surgery, and his director of finance at MTSU had a kidney stone. And so we had to cancel that meeting. And so we said we'll get back together when everybody's all healed up. So we're planning on doing that either right before the holidays or probably after the holidays. We'll get together and look at that, because right now we're on track and talking to Director Hudgens, my director of EMS. We're on track to hit about $650,000 in taxpayer money that we're having to spend to send bodies to Nashville to have autopsies run. And if we're spending $650,000 and we get other counties to go in with us, that will take care of a lot of the operating cost of that type of facility. And why not us be one of the first in this Middle Tennessee area to do it? They're so backlogged in Nashville right now, where we take our bodies to determine the cause of death. It's taken anywhere from 8 to 10 months to determine the cause of death. So the families have no closure until they can determine what that is. And if it's a criminal case, it could take even longer than that.
So any conversation as to where this would be located? I mean,
well, I've got some ideas, but we'll wait and approach MTSU and see if they have some extra room.
Okay. 615-893-1450.
It's free.
Okay, that's the secret.
I like the free part.
Free rooms, okay. Yeah. This person says they're trying to recycle, and every time they go to the county convenience station, they feel like they're not watching what people are putting into the dumpsters. They're throwing away things that could be recycled. Any way to change that?
We've been monitoring that as well.
It's a constant problem.
It is. People will come in. We've got folks who try to throw things away and they're not supposed to, try to throw paint or sticks or whatever and put them in plastic bags and hide it to where you're not supposed to be doing that. I just ask the listeners to stay tuned. I would say within the next 30 to 45 days, matter of fact, I'll be making my presentation on December the 4th.
Third.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for keeping me straight. And to the Public Works Committee of what my recommendation is of how we're going to handle our landfill issue, our recycling issues, and where we go from here for the next 50 years with our waste stream in Rutherford County.
You've pretty well taken the lead in that. I mean, when you first came into office, you're the ones who organized the trip to East Tennessee. You went to California. Mm-hmm. You're checking out what everyone's doing so we can do whatever's best.
That's correct. And, up until I came into office, our commission was kind of, they have full-time jobs. And so I felt that I ran on that issue about our landfill getting full and felt like that was my position to do all the legwork and then present all the facts and all the options that is available to us, which I'll be doing on December the 3rd for our commissioners to make the best choice of where we spend our money and to get the most bang for our buck because dealing with the waste stream. If we're going to double in population by 2035, another 55%, I think that report just came out last week through the chamber, if we're going to have another 55% increase in population, so goes your waste stream will also double.
Okay. Now, when you said this is going to be made to which committee again?
Public Works.
Okay. And this will, so people can come and watch that?
Yeah, well, they watch on TV. Also, we broadcast live.
Okay, so be aware of that. That's December the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had worked with different groups trying to keep the cost per taxpayers down. And as you said, even with the coroner's office, free is good.
I like free.
Are you hearing anything from the folks at Republic? I mean, they were quick to call and say something to you about, remember, we do that too.
Well, they were supposed to make a presentation right after the 3rd. They were going to come and make a presentation to Public Works Committee, but they had some scheduling conflicts with their upper management. And so they've asked to come to the Public Works Committee meeting in January.
Mm-hmm.
The January publicly advertised meeting in January. And that should conclude just about every option our commissioners have to look at. We've looked at everything from gasification to composting to recycling to anaerobic digestion.
What in the world is that?
That's taking food and grinding it up.
Food waste.
40% of our waste stream is made up of food. So if we can figure out how to divert that food waste that's coming from all the restaurants and cafeterias and schools and take that food and reprocess it, I've got you'll see on December the 3rd another option that I'll be making recommendations. Kind of exciting. So hope everybody tunes in and watches my presentation on that.
So this sounds pretty exciting. I mean, because this is going, it may not sound the most exciting thing, but it's impacting all of us.
It does. It impacts every life in Rutherford County, and it's so important. I mean, all of Middle Tennessee is looking at it because all the major landfills in Middle Tennessee have about the same life expectancy as what Middle Point does. You get By County up in Montgomery County, they're 8 or 9 years. You get Marshall County down at Cedar Ridge, 8 or 9 years. So what are we going to do when all of those landfills become full? Then that means either if we deal with it here or we're going to have to ship it somewhere else. And what is the cost of transporting that to other landfills? There's a company down in Coffee County right now that has a transfer station, and they get other counties to bring in recyclables, and they put it in a long-haul truck, open top, and they drive it all the way up Mont Eagle, down Mont Eagle, ooh, through Chattanooga, and up to Cleveland. So you can imagine the cost of what taking those recyclables out of those counties is going to cost our citizens. So we have to be very focused on what is the best procedure for us over the next 40 or 50 years.
And your presentation will be December 3rd, so
yes,
we'll be able to know that before it'll be a Christmas present.
I hope so.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Speaking of presents, the weather forecast. Let's hope it's a present for us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
He's local. Certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. Financial Coaching Radio. Weekdays at 4 on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, everyone. This is Jen at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. We will be having an open house on the 14th of December. So come on in. You can get a photo with Santa Claus. Enjoy our hot chocolate bar, treats while shopping. We'll have some deals going on, so you don't want to miss those. There will be a drawing for some great gifts. So come on by Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, located between East Main Church of Christ and Junior's Foodland. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, open house Saturday, December 14th from 8:30 to 2.
This is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers, inviting you to come by our store this Christmas season. We have lots of things to fill your stocking. We have Longines fine Swiss watches. We also have Pandora. We also have some designers like Simon G, Jude Francis, Awan Vahan. We have something for everyone.
Bell Jewelers is located 821 Northwest Broad. We're right across the streets from Toots Restaurant.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. And I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown.
with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
A wind advisory continues across the area today. We'll see a chance of light rain, otherwise partly sunny and highs into the upper 50s, and then clear skies later on tonight. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 58.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to The Dale Walmsley Radio Show this Sunday, noon to 1, on News Radio WGNS.
We are back again. Steve, this could be your theme song. We're going to be talking about the census.
Spice does.
Coming up. Before we jump into that, let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you. I hope you are.
I had a question to the county mayor. I don't know if this is feasible, but for a lot of people that do a lot of recycling and everything, mm-hmm. Have they ever thought about maybe giving some type of little tax cut for the city residents if you did off your taxes any, if you did do a huge amount of recycling, which I do, a lot of people do. I mean, I don't know if that was a consideration or not. But, well, you know.
We have looked at every possible way how do we pay for handling our waste stream. I don't see that it coming. We've talked about it, of course, but every time we start talking about giving tax breaks to people to recycle, then everybody steps up and says, well, you know, you got to have a trucking company that's going to have people in it, and they get benefits and salary, and then you got to pay for the trucking expense. I really hate saying this, but at some point in time, this is what they're doing, like they're doing in the city of Murfreesboro. They're charging, is it $10 now? I live in the county, so is it $10 for?
I think it's $10 added
on.
It was $5
waste can,
for a waste can. Now it's up to $10. So it's going to be almost like a utility bill to where every citizen is going to have to pay for waste stream because it's so expensive. You're talking, just for a composting facility, you're talking $35 million. If you want a gasification project like they have down in a plasma gasification like they have in Huntsville that they burn the trash and send they collect the, turn it into electricity and sell it back to the grid, and they provide all the power for Redstone Arsenal. To build that type of facility is $1 billion.
Ooh, wow.
So I don't see tax breaks coming. It's almost a fee that's going to have to be charged to handle our waste stream, unfortunately.
And his meeting again to the public and to the public works will be December 3rd. Let's talk a little about the census. That's just around the corner. Steve, when is that due?
Well, Bart, we've formed a committee. A census committee of Rutherford County. We have the federal government census director that's kind of, he's coming to every meeting that we have, and we have a lot of different people scattered out throughout the county and the city to represent the county in a well-rounded way. And we've gotten a lot of feedback and everything. There's already some preliminary numbers being done now as far as like our colleges and Motlow, you know, here in Smyrna, and also MTSU, you know, here in Murfreesboro, of course, and your nursing homes and assisted living facilities and things like that. So there's already preliminary stuff going on right now, but we'll kick this off really. 2020 is our 2020 census, so in January. April is the big mail out to everybody. So my statement is, if you don't want your door knocked on by somebody with a badge or a lanyard, you know, with their name and information on it, then fill out the form and send it in. And it's just generic type stuff, you know, how many is in your family and this and that and everything. And you know, some things that are misconstrued too. If you have a son or daughter going to MTSU and they're going to be counted here. So if they're going to Tennessee Tech, then they're going to be counted there because that's where they're actually living for that temporary time frame. So that's a misconceptive type thing. But we try to have the census guy here. And, of course, being federal government, he's got to get all the red tape approved to come on the station. So hopefully this next time he'll come and give you a ton more information about the census. But we've got a really good committee working hard. It is very, very important that Rutherford County is counted as a whole with Smyrna, Murfreesboro, Laverne, Eagleville. You know, we really got to be counted. It cost us between $1,150 to $1,500 if we're not counted. So in funding, so we need, with all these things going on, with like recycling and the solid waste and a ton more issues that we've mentioned some here today, that you know, the cities need that money and the county needs that money, and so we're getting that money from the federal government. So we need to be counted.
So when you get that mailer in April, fill it out, get it back quickly.
Yes, sir.
Very
yes,
important.
Sir.
One final text message. What can I do with the container from All-in-One Recycling that went out of business?
If they can let me know, I'd be happy to take mine wherever they're going to take theirs, because I've got one as well that's taking up space in my garage.
I think people are afraid to throw it away or something because it's not theirs. Or...
Yeah. I really don't have an answer for that, but I keep asking my wife. I said, what are we going to do with this thing? You know, I fill it up, and then I got to dig everything out of it.
It's a good Christmas gift.
Bart, I'll try to get you an answer to that, and maybe you can tell the folks on the air.
That would be good.
Or something. Or if we can get a phone number from these people, I'll give them a call back personally. So as soon as we can find out.
Well, we've got their phone number.
Okay, that'd be great.
Very good. I want to thank both of you for being with us this morning. Our county mayor, Bill Ketron, with us this morning, and the deputy mayor, Steve Sandlin. And thank you to all the people tuned in for your great questions and comments.
Bart,
hope you have a super day.
Won't tell everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, definitely.
Be safe. Don't eat too much.
That'll happen. We always have a good time at Thanksgiving, eating plenty. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.